It is another Saturday morning on the mighty 790 KFGO, as you have well known for a long time, because you've been awake and been listening to the Gold Show. Very highly rated, by the way. It gets about a 900 share, which means nothing to you, the listeners, but in the radio business, that's a really big deal. So glad to have you with us on Mike McFeely Outdoors for the next hour or so up until 11 o'clock. Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish, is in the house.
Yep.
That's Alexandria Street Talk for you.
Is
in
it
the studio
really?
With me, yes.
Because we never talk like that in Lemoore, I'll guarantee you that much.
I thought you were from Larimore.
Oh, well, no. See, there's...
I've heard that in the air before.
Yep. There's the Larimore Polar Bears.
Which is a great nickname, by the way.
No.
Larimore Polar Bears is not a great nickname?
Not even top 10. I heard... Didn't you have a conversation earlier this week about top city places or something like that?
A city on the grow.
Yeah.
Gateway City.
Right. Polar Bears? No.
Not even top 10.
Lemoore Lobos? Yeah. Now you're talking.
Wow. Moorhead Spuds. Well, I say Alexandria Cardinals. That's like snoozer, dull.
Yep. I'm
Spuds is great.
I'm beyond and tired of the Air Rifles, because that's just, everybody's talked about how great the Air Rifles nickname was forever.
Yep.
I think if I had, I'd stick with a couple. I would go with the Max Cossacks.
That's a great one. Yes.
Yeah. The Max, I mean.
an invading army of Russian.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
Max Cossacks.
Great. That's awesome.
Probably what halfway between Minot and Bismarck. And I think they actually still have a lot of their own sports teams, so they haven't been, you know, consolidated with everybody, so we've lost the Cossacks.
There's a little gas station slash convenience store along Highway 83 that I always stop at which I always stop in the proper grammar form, to get gas or a cup of coffee when I'm going to Minot, which has not been very often recently, but stop into Max and grab a cup of Joe.
Home of the Cossacks. The Max. So I'd go, and without doing any research, it's just flat-footed. Give me the Max Cossacks and Bo Bell's Eskimos.
So an Eskimo outranks a polar bear.
Especially in North Dakota. Well, no, you're right.
I like the polar bear.
Okay.
Polar bear's good.
Okay.
Big lumbering animal.
But it doesn't mean as much if you live in Moorhead, and Moorhead's right here. It's got to be someplace like out in rural Minnesota, doesn't it, to pull off
I guess. And, of course, off the top of my head, I can't – I've been around Minnesota high schools for 47 years.
Yeah.
And off the top of my head, I can't think of
any of
good ones in the – without other than the Spuds, because it's just – I mean, it's a potato.
Yeah.
It's a potato.
Yep.
They have T-shirts that say the Fighting Spuds.
It's
a spud.
Spuds.
It's a brown russet with arms and a face. I mean, just how can you beat that?
It's tough to beat that. But in all of your travels of riding trips covering tournaments and stuff, there was not a nickname that just kind of grabbed onto you and was like, kind of liked writing that in there, making sure that you got the nickname in there like five different times?
Well, when I was a headline writer back in the really early days of my media career, then a good nickname would lead to a good head. You know, you could do all the old cliches.
Sure.
You know?
Yep.
Detroit Lakes mashes spuds. You know, do all that
so
stuff.
So the headline writer is not the pinnacle of sports journalism?
Ooh, that was a tough job. Those guys are the ones who earned their keep.
Well, that's what I was wondering. I mean,
I honestly,
I honestly don't know. Is that where you start out at? Or is that
where
you
started
at?
Out?
It is.
No, that's where I
started.
Is
that kind of still the way the industry works? So the guy that's writing the headline is actually probably one of the newer employees?
Well, it depends on where you place value. I think at some newspapers, the larger markets, copy editors would be a highly valued, because it's very important who writes the headlines, who edits the stories, and they have people who do each of those things separately. Back in the glory days of the Star Tribune, they used to have people who just wrote headlines. That was their only job for the entire night.
Seriously?
Yes. And while I was at the forum here, I got the stories in either off the wire or from our reporters on the road. I edited those stories, formatted them properly because it's United. I wrote the headlines. I chose the photos. I had to size the photos. I had to lay out the pages with the photos, the copy. Had to write the captions for the photos. Had to figure out if a story jumped, you know, from the front page into if it was too long to fit the space. Had to jump it to an inside page, took phone calls from high school coaches reporting scores, wrote little briefs saying the The Moorhead hockey team played in Thief River Falls tonight and lost 3-1. Blah, 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 blah.
Brian Burr scored 44 points.
Yeah, for the Hillsboro Burrows, which is a good nickname.
That's not bad. Yep. Brian Burr, Page.
Oh, he was from Page.
Yep,
yes,
yep.
Yes.
Elliot Rotvold. Right. Elliot Rotvold,
yes.
The Burrow.
Yeah.
Before, hold the calls.
E-Rot, we called him.
Is that what
yeah,
you
yeah.
called? Did you know, did he you know that you called him
that? Page, North Dakota, stop calling right now. The phone lines are lighting up. He played for us.
He wasn't a Burrow.
No, he was a he wasn't a Hope guy either. He was Page.
Right.
That was, I think, back in the day before. That was late 80s, probably. Mid 80s.
Did Elliot Rotvold know you called him E-Rot?
I don't know. I have no idea. It was just one of those.
He does now.
He does now. Wherever Elliot is, I don't know. But you were nicknamed E-Rot in media circles.
But that was like just interesting because, you know, when you read the newspapers and growing up as a kid, you know, it was like, gosh, man, that headline was so cool. Or like you said, you know, Spuds crushed.
Spuds whipped.
Spuds whipped. Mashed. Spuds.
Thief River Falls peels Spuds 3-1.
What did the Packers do?
That's a good one.
No? The Packers didn't do anything?
Why are we talking about things
know.
That
Let's
happened 20 years ago? How is the fishing, by the way?
Well,
I have no idea. I haven't been out since the last time you and I talked. It was I had a week of busyness, and when I did have some free time, I was not going fishing. What's the hot word?
Spectacular.
Is it really?
It is.
Really?
I'll tell you.
I'm missing out?
You are missing out. I will tell you that we've gotten to the point, and I had a discussion, and he won't be mad at me for naming names, but Minnesota DNR Conservation Officer Lieutenant Phil Seafeld.
Phil Seafeld.
Yep. Lamar Lobo.
Is he really?
Yep. Former Lamar Lobo.
He's a Barnesville Trojan
yeah.
right now, isn't he?
Yep, he is.
Yep.
That's Phil. So I take pride. One of the
Were
best...
you guys classmates?
No, he was probably a couple years younger than me because he went to NDSU as well and started off with South Dakota Game Fish and Parks and moved up to Clay County when legendary conservation officer, retired, Moorhead. You had Phil Seafelt like that. Gene Borud.
Oh, he's my neighbor.
No way.
Yeah, lives two houses down.
Does he play the tuba out in his backyard?
Not,
you seriously live... I've gone to supper at Gene's.
I live two houses down from Gene Borud.
Legendary.
I'm sorry. I live two houses down from legendary conservation officer Gene Borud.
I didn't know
that he was legendary.
Oh.
I've heard stories.
Yep.
I didn't know they made him legendary.
Yep.
Gene, neighbor, buddy.
Legendary, buddy, old pal. That's cool. I did not know that you were... right down the street from Gene Borud.
Yeah.
So where was I going?
I have no idea, but you have 30 seconds to make your point. So
fishing is really good, and it's gotten so good that people from Minnesota come to North Dakota fishing, and I've heard that North Dakota deer hunters have started going to Minnesota deer hunting. Did you ever think we'd come to that day when Minnesota anglers would come to North Dakota deer hunters would go to Minnesota?
No, I didn't, because I'm an Alexandria, Minnesota guy and grew up on the lake and, you know, 10,000 lakes and really, really good fishing in many of them, including out around
right.
Detroit lakes right now. But I used to look at North Dakota back when I was in high school and stuff and go, well, they got like Lake Sakakawea and Devil's Lake and
nope.
What's going on there? But now with
Not
the water,
anymore.
With the way the water is, it's Well, it's bad in some ways, but it's certainly terrific. I get blasted every time I say about how great Devil's Lake is because we're underwater. I know
yep.
you. I know some people are. I know that, but that's not my fault, and it's not the resorts on Devil's Lake's fault,
nope.
and it's God's fault or Mother Nature's fault.
Yep.
So whatever you want to think. Yeah, I'm way past my break here. I don't
okay.
want to go off on Devil's Lake. Need to take a quick pause here. Doug Litter, North Dakota Game and Fish. How can he acquire the handle legendary former conservation officer Doug Litter? We'll call Gene Borud, my neighbor, and ask him about that next on Mike McFeely Outdoors.